For the last 5 years, Cuban-American percussionist Roberto Rodriguez has been pondering an obscure footnote of history, the music of European Jews who fled Nazi occupation and ended up in Havana. One result of his reflections is a CD called Baila Gitano Baila. Tom Moon has a review.
You probably wouldn't run into Roberto Rodriguez and his band Septeto Rodriguez at a Miami Beach bar mitzvah. You wouldn't hear this group today in Havana either. Maybe Havana in the 1940s. Roberto Rodriguez is not Jewish, but his early memories involve Jewish culture. His Havana neighbors included families from Poland and elsewhere who shared their food and tradition. His family moved to Miami when he was 9, and there he had his first professional experience as a drummer, playing Yiddish theater with his father, the trumpet player featured on this song. Rodriguez studied at the University of Miami School of Music in the early 80s, then worked with everyone from Gloria Estefan to guitarist Mark Rebo to Paul Simon. 20 years after leaving Miami's bar mitzvah circuit, he winds up on New York's Lower East Side, pumping out backbeats for klezmer revival bands. The experience gets him thinking. What would it sound like to mix ancient Eastern European melodies with more syncopated Afro-Cuban rhythms? Rodriguez says the songs he wrote for this CD aren't historical recreations. Instead, he considers them works of time-tripping imagination. They were sparked initially by his curiosity about the lives of Havana's Jewish immigrants. What's amazing is where that curiosity leads. It's party music, made poignant by bittersweet violins and clarinets, a hypnotic sound that goes back a century, but at the same time seems radically new.
The CD is Baila Gitano Baila by Septeto Rodriguez. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes about music at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.